ShareCare, helping you get younger, get guidance, get better care, get smart, get fit. Radio MD presents ShareCare Radio with Daria Long Gillespie, MD.
Hello, welcome back. I'm here with Sarah Zapp, who's a TV host, talk show personality, and a reporter who also somehow manages to balance all of that and also keep her family life front and center of her mind as a mother. Sarah's going to give us some busy women some strategies for how to live in the present, both while you're at work and at home with your loved ones. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So I'm really glad we can share your information with our audience, because I know as a new mom myself, I was loving your advice. So I just really want to let everybody else hear about that. So let's start with, you know, what are some busy ways that busy parents can make sure that we really fit in quality, meaningful time with their kids?
You know, one of the best things that I've kind of lived by was quantity time is quality time. And you just think to yourself, you know, just do as much as you possibly can. So I've kind of thrown out this whole quality sort of mentality and try to squeeze in every moment. So I'm a big believer in our car rides. We drive around a lot in Los Angeles. So mornings when I'm going to school, taking the kids to school, I think about our thankful list. That's a time where every single morning we do our thankful list. I'm constantly running around with work and with my family and with travel. And so I really am a big believer in just as much as you can possibly do, it's enough. Don't feel guilty about it. Squeeze it in where you can. And that's just simply my approach, the quantity over quality time.
I love it because you do. You're traveling so much for work and you are really busy, but you're able to maintain those really wonderful relationships with your family. And I love what you mentioned about guilt too. We're going to get to that in a minute. What about bringing work home? You know, what do you do with that?
You know, I think the best approach is to really try to lead as much of an integrated life as possible. That's for me. So I don't really try too much to separate my work and my home life. The number one important thing is that my kids don't ever think that work or something else is more important than they are. But I also believe that it's good for them to see me working. Mm-hmm. I think it's good for them to see me productive. And more importantly, it's good for them to see me happy. And so if I come from a place where I'm happy, even if it's, you know what, guys, I can't talk right now, I've got to take this business call, that's good for them to understand that at times there are things that you need to prioritize and work on. Other times, you know, the kids are number one priority. But for me, I like to lead as integrated life as possible. I like to tell them about my trips. I like to tell them what I'm working on. Mm-hmm. If there are times where I can incorporate them, great. Other times, it's completely separate. I mean, at one point, my boss, 6 months in, didn't know I had children. I had been working there for 6 months, which was fine because when I was there, I was really, really present. Mm-hmm. And I set in place a really great infrastructure at home, which is my responsibility, not my boss's responsibility, to keep things running smoothly. And I set that infrastructure up not only with my husband, but with some other help and the way that I wanted to choreograph that. And I think that that's really important, that when you have so many wheels turning and so many balls in the air, that you do the best you can to set in place a great infrastructure, and that you really, just keep going every single day with it.
Well, you know, you made a lot of really good points. You're right. You have to have the infrastructure and the system in place if you're going to be able to leave the home successfully and be able to do things outside the home and not have it all go to chaos. So, you know, infrastructure in that your system is so important. But when you are integrating a little bit, when you're home and you're talking to them at work, you know, about work, are you also, you know, checking email, or how do you make sure that you're really present with them at that moment?
You know, I like when I sit down with them, I put my computer aside. It's one-on-one eye contact. How was your day? What were you working on? And really focusing on them at that moment. We have our time. We have our check-in. And I'm lucky because I can be flexible. I can pop in and out of the house and see my kids. I'll check in with them when I'm traveling. And so I really try when I'm with them that I'm not looking at my phone while I'm trying to ask them about their day. So I do try to separate that. We have our check-in. We focus. We make sure, how was your day? What are you working on? What's next? Okay, well, now I'm going to go and work on this, and then I will come back and check in on you. So they know I have an important call that I'm heading to go do. I will come back and see you afterwards. So they kind of feel like, oh, I understand. This is a process right now. She's busy. She made time for me. She's coming back. And I think those kinds of conversations are great. And I also think, you know what? what a great opportunity to use what's going on with work sometimes as a great catalyst for conversation and for educating your kids. So that's a lot of times how I think about trying to, you know, integrate what I'm working on. And I also, you know, sometimes on the other hand, want them to know that, you know what, this is being put aside right now, you're front and center. And I call that really trying to get into your rhythm. Because I don't believe in balance. I hate that word, Daria. I think it's unattainable.
It's thrown around, I know.
It is. You think, oh my gosh, let's achieve balance, you know, and I almost envision like the scales, like I'm sitting in front of the Supreme Court, you know, with scales, and that's just, it's not possible. But what is possible and what is sustainable is this concept of hitting your rhythm. Right? Or, you know, as a runner,
tell
you
me
hit
about
your
that.
Stride. And that's what I think we need to do. And sometimes that's 99% family, 1% work. Sometimes it's 100% work, 0% family. But it's about hitting your stride and a rhythm so that, yes, you have an infrastructure in place when you're not present in one or the other. And you just keep going. And it's about being a well-oiled machine. Like, okay, this needs my attention right now, but the rest of my world is still moving. Okay, now I'm switching attention here. So to be able to say, it's fine for me to be fully enveloped in my family in the moment, or it's fine for me to be fully enveloped in work because I'm in my stride. That's what the moment and the present needs, and then I'll switch gears. And then maybe that's time for myself, and maybe that's time for my friends. But when you get into that stride and you kind of nurture those different aspects of what's going on in your life, that's attainable and sustainable. Yeah. But to always think, gosh, you have to give, you know, equal amounts to each of these, that just doesn't work for me.
It's impossible. And it sounds like with your infrastructure, you know, I have X number of time for my family and I can focus on that because I know that after that, I'm going to go do Y with work. So it seems like that's really core, is having that infrastructure and splitting, knowing your responsibilities too with your spouse.
Yeah. And honestly, being okay with sometimes knowing that one of them requires all of your time and effort in that particular moment. And that's fine. You know, sometimes it's my kids and sometimes it's work. And I think we end up getting really hard on ourselves. Recently I was at the Dalai Lama's 80th birthday and we had this great birthday celebration, had a chance to be at his breakfast, really intimate breakfast. And he's obviously huge on the number one goal in life is to make yourself happy. And he's really big on compassion. And I think that self-compassion was really the takeaway that I had from the Dalai Lama's breakfast. We just get so hard on ourselves. And it's okay sometimes, you know, to be able to say, gosh, you know, I haven't been there for a while with my kids. I need to really reconnect and see how we're doing, you know, and vice versa. It's okay to really be proud of what you're working on and really feel like that was a great use of your time without feeling that you didn't spend enough time with your kids or with your spouse or for yourself.
Right.
And so I think that self-compassion aspect is really key to finding your stride and hitting your rhythm.
I think that's so true. We are so hard on ourselves. And then what follows is that mommy guilt. So, you know, can you talk about that in our last 45 seconds? What do we do to get rid of that? Because it's such an uncomfortable feeling.
It's the most useless emotion out there.
Mommy guilt. Waste of time. That and worrying. Yes.
Absolutely. You know, and so I think that when that guilt starts to set in, I translate in that into an emotion that is helpful for me. What is that right now? And maybe it's self-compassion. Maybe it's just the simple phrase, I am enough. And I think that that's a great one. I am enough. End of story. Period. No more.
I love it. And listen to what's driving it too, like you said. You know, why are you feeling those feelings? And maybe you do need more time with your kids or, you know, at work or whatever it is. But you're right. We are enough.
And at the end of the day, if your kids see that you're happy versus that you're stressed or you don't feel like you're doing a good job, that is the fundamental best thing that you can show.
We are role models for them for a happy and fulfilled life. And Sarah, thank you for being a role model for a happy and fulfilled life. I really appreciate the time. Everyone, all of our listeners, you can learn more about Sarah at sarahzapp.com or follow her on Twitter at sarahzapp with two P's, Z-A-P-P. This is Dr. Daria and you're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.